Okay, what up, people? What's that smell? You smell that?
No.
Anyway, sorry, okay. So we just listened to... Okay, I'm off the... Blah. Hello, potty people. What is popping? Today we listened to an album, of course, like usual. And it was Revolver by the Beatles, 1966, November 17th. Is my guess of the day and year. Now, let me get my phone to check. Where the fuck's my phone? Here, you talk for a second.
Here's your phone.
Oh, duh. Oh my fucking god. Recording. That was stupid. Okay. I'm gonna check the day. But, so, Revolver, this is probably like the... it was released on August 5th, 1966. Got the year right.
Got the year right.
2 months off.
I was just trying to think where I was in 1966. I can't figure it out.
100th birthday party for you, probably. So, good. One of my favorite albums of all time. I can sing every lyric to every single song, all 14 of them. Pretty good. But your first time listening to it, what's your overall takeaway?
My overall takeaway is that some of it is kind of boring.
Boring.
Yeah, there are several songs that just seem generic.
Whoa! I'm not sure I've ever heard you say you've been bored or anything is boring. What songs do you think are generic, though?
Well, let's see. The one that's, the one that starts, I said.
She said?
I thought that was boring. And the one where he's sleeping or something?
Sleeping?
Don't wake me up, I want to sleep. It was like the third song.
Don't wake me up, I want to sleep is not a Beatles song, unfortunately. That's the third song on the album. Let me see which one that is. That's I'm Only Sleeping. When I wake up early in the morning.
Yeah.
Kiss my hand.
I thought that was pretty, pretty boring. Although there was some interesting guitar in it.
So, what's your overall out of 10?
Maybe 5.
5?
Maybe.
So you think it's the worst album we listened to so far?
Yeah.
And you think it's too boring?
Some of the songs seem boring to me.
Bro, your music things make
like,
no sense to me.
You Don't Get Me.
You Don't Get Me is not a song.
Well, that's the first line. Or it's in the first line.
You Don't Get Me? What's like... I mean, you have to give me more.
You think you've got everything, but you don't get me.
It's not...
And you can't hear me, and you can't see me.
He literally says none of that. I know what song you're talking about now, but he says none of that.
Well, I mean, it just wasn't...
And
you know, probably... This was 1966, and there weren't any of these other brilliant people.
That's also totally inaccurate.
Well, I mean, they moved from Chuck Berry and Elvis to a new kind of thing. They were kind of transitional, weren't they?
Yeah.
And
it's
some of these songs...
not that different, really.
Yeah.
What?
There's that song where it's basically about breaking up.
You have to give more of like than a, just like a random line or lyric.
Well,
or something.
I didn't know what the title.
Okay, but
were.
Give me something like what? They're breaking up.
Well, what about the one that all I could hear in the lyric was Dr. Robin.
It's not the lyric.
What is it?
Dr. Robert. He'll take all of your money and give you no pain, or give you all the pain, Dr.
Okay.
Robert. Okay.
But they didn't, I don't know about the lyrics, but the music seemed boring.
In what way?
It's like all the other Beatles songs. It didn't seem very original.
It's like all the other Beatles songs, but you like the Beatles a lot.
I do like the Beatles a lot, but
so
I think I like the
no
late
sense.
Beatles better than the early
this
Beatles.
This is literally the late Beatles. This is like their 8th album.
Oh, this is late Beatles?
Well, I mean, late... Okay, what do you consider late Beatles?
Rocky Raccoon, the White Album.
That was like two albums after this. It was like less than 2 years after that.
Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I think. There's some brilliant songs in here that I loved, like Eleanor Rigby and Yellow Submarine. Mm-hmm. And Good Day Sunshine.
That has one of the most boring chord progressions of all time. It's like the most basic, happy pop song. That's like the whole joke. The song is making fun of itself and like has an underlying tone. But you think that one's the interesting one? I mean, it is interesting.
I didn't think it was interesting.
Well, it is interesting.
I like the melody and the harmony.
So what's your issue with that? Because like the music parts, though.
I just didn't find them compelling to listen to. I mean,
why?
It just seemed like blah, 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 blah. I mean, it seemed like...
No, the instruments, not the lyrics.
Well, I'm talking about the instruments.
You think the instruments sounded like blah, blah, blah?
Well, there was one that I really liked. I didn't particularly like the song, but the guitar was real Arabic sounding. It's like music that they play at the Grape Leaf.
Okay.
It's the fourth one.
Oh, it's probably, yeah, I know it's hard to talk, but that's not Arabic. I mean,
it has a really weird guitar opening.
That's not a guitar, that's a sitar. And it's from India.
Oh, it's Indian instead of Arabic. Okay.
Well, it's not Indian, but the roots of the song would...
Yeah, I mean, well, it seemed Asian.
Okay, that's... Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, Grandma. You're gonna get us canceled. Also, Middle East isn't Asian, so that doesn't make sense. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just...
Did you hear what I said?
You said Middle East isn't Asian.
Yeah. So you just...
That's true. Well, I sometimes they call it East Asian, but... I mean West Asian, but...
West Asian? You mean East Asian? It's more East than Asia is.
No, West.
No.
The Middle East is west of Asia.
No.
Are we west of Asia?
Yeah.
Well, the Middle East would be like Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. You think we're closer to Saudi Arabia than we are China?
Well, I mean, there's a whole lot of China. Yeah, I think we are closer to Saudi Arabia than we are China.
So, where do you think Middle East is? Okay, I'm putting my hands up. If this is China, where's the Middle East? So you think where the ocean and Japan and Australia are is where the Middle East is?
No.
If this is China, this is China, then this would be over here. Would be like England, and then this would be America.
Okay, so that's China, mm-hmm. and that's America. This then is America. The Middle East is right here.
Yeah, so that's not more west than China.
It is, Alex. If you look at a map,
you just pointed right here. And this is the Middle East.
Well,
and you're pointing to the east.
It's hard to tell when you're holding up a finger and you're facing me. We're looking at different things.
No,
but
if you...
let me say, okay.
No. Okay, yeah, write it down.
Okay, China, Russia, and all of Europe, and then America.
Okay. Right, you got to do it because we're on a podcast and I can't see what you're writing. So
okay,
you gotta...
well. Okay, so the Middle East is right here.
Right, which is more east than China.
No, this is west.
No, wait.
Well, think of what's west of Kentucky.
California.
Well, you go that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you were just saying... Wait.
Maybe you misunderstood me. But I mean...
Well, I just said that this was China. I think it says right here.
Well, but I'm looking at it from... I'm facing you, so...
But... Okay.
That's the issue, I think.
Okay, yeah. I mean... Okay, let's put it this way. Middle East is closer to Europe than China is.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And that would be Western. You're right.
Yeah.
But okay. We were... Okay, you're right. Well, we're okay. Both right, but you were right about the... Anything. Okay. Anyway, back to the album. So, what was your favorite song?
I guess my favorite song is Eleanor Rigby.
What's your least favorite?
Probably... Let's see...
Did you gotta say something.
The one about sleeping, I didn't like that much.
It's only, I'm only sleeping. Okay.
And I liked Here, There, and Everywhere. Okay. Yellow Submarine was great. And,
I still don't get your issue with the album, because you're not giving me any, like, details on the instruments. Why do you not like the instruments? What's different about the most Beatles songs?
They might be typical Beatles, but I like the untypical Beatles. I always say this, I like harmony when they sing together, and
there's
I like
a lot of harmony in
gentle
the album.
Melody.
There's a lot of gentle melodies.
Yes, Eleanor Rigby.
Your favorite Beatles song is Hey Jude.
Yeah.
Sorry to break it to you, that's not untypical Beatles. That's like the most basic Beatles song ever. So that's not like untypical.
Well, I don't know, but that song about Don't Wake Me Up, I'm Sleeping or whatever. It's not very much like Eleanor Rigby or Hey Jude.
It really is, though.
Well, I'm not musically educated, and it seems really different to me.
I'm asking you is what's different. That's, you keep just saying that's different. You don't like it, but what's different?
It's kind of plodding.
Plodding?
Plodding. It's like they're trying to make things move, but it isn't coming easily.
It's trying to make what move?
The song.
Okay. So your issue with the song is that you think it's not moving well. Because the chord progression is bad.
I'm not saying the chord progression is bad, because I don't even know what that means.
Okay, well, that's what the instruments are.
Well, okay, then maybe it's the chord progression.
Okay, so you heard it here first. On Revolver, Grandma thinks the chord progressions are bad.
I'm not sure what chord progressions mean.
Okay, chord progressions.
And I don't think Alex understands what I mean.
Well, that's because you're not giving me anything. You just said it's different and that you don't like it. That's not giving me,
example. Well, let's see.
Okay, like, this is a chord progression. Okay, like, in Mary Jane's Last Dance, you know the Tom Petty song? Last Dance with Mary Jane. Okay. Oh my god, my car's out here. Alright, one more second. Let me get the semi-hall. Talk, let's not dead air.
Well, he's getting a different guitar.
Okay. This one's out of tune too, but a chord progression is just where you play chord.
Is that Last Dance, Mary Jane?
No, I was just playing random chords. Chord progression is just the different chords that come in order. So I'll do Last Dance with Mary Jane. But there's like a little riff. So I'll do, this song?
Sounds familiar.
How's a chord progression? It's chords and how many times you play them. So
Well, what about voice?
What about it?
Well, doesn't that have something to do with whether you like a song or not?
It does, but you said the instruments were boring. Those were your exact words at one point.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't say the instruments were boring. I said the song was boring.
Well, why is the song boring?
I most of the time I can't hear the lyrics, but when I hear them, they sound, not particularly interesting.
But you're not giving, here's the thing, you're just saying it's different and you don't like it, and it's not...
It's not interesting.
You have to give, example, better,
Well, that one song that was You Don't Get Me or You Don't See Me.
And Your Bird Can Sing.
What?
It's called And Your Bird Can Sing.
Oh. And,
you're not even talking.
What about this? Oh, yeah, Dr. Robert. It's just the same kind of beat and...
It's literally all the
chord progression that a lot of other Beatles songs have. I mean, I don't know what a chord progression is, but if...
Well, then you can't say it. You don't even know what the chord progressions are and you're trying to comment them?
Well, you keep forcing me to.
I'm not forcing you to do anything. Hold on. I'm not forcing you to do anything. You said that the instruments were boring. So I'm saying that probably means you think the chord progressions are boring, which is what the instruments are. But you can't say that they are the same chord progressions of other Beatles songs, because you don't even know what the chord progression is.
Right.
You don't even know if it's like a G to a C or an A to a B or
to an X. Just leave the chord progressions out of it. But
you have to explain it. You have to explain what you don't like.
The melody and the beat and the...
What part of the melody?
It's kind of slow. A lot of the songs that should be... I think they should be a little faster, some of them.
There's 14 songs in 34 minutes. That's like... That means that... that's really short.
But I think that they could have gone a little faster in some of them.
Okay, like what? What song do you think they should have gone faster?
The one about sleeping, especially.
I know that.
And I didn't even like Taxman.
Do you even know what that's about?
Yeah.
What?
I guess it's about the government taking advantage of the blue-collar worker. Oh. What it's about.
It's when a bunch of people, like the Stones, like Led Zeppelin, had to move to different countries because they were because England's government was taking 75% of all their profits, all like rock music's profits.
Oh, yeah.
So they're fuck you, England.
They did have good harmony in that, but.
Taxman is really fast though, like the tempo.
It does. That's true. The tempo is pretty fast in Taxman. That wasn't one that I really didn't like a lot. But the one about sleeping.
Okay, we're going to listen to the sleeping one because you keep bringing that one up. And then you, as we're listening to it, then maybe you can get better idea of what you'd want to critique about it.
Okay.
Because, oh man. So you filibuster for a second.
Oh, well, I'm not sure that my impressions are sensible, but they seem sensible to me.
All right, you're talking about this. All right, you ready for the song?
Okay. Yeah. It definitely seems like it should go faster.
In what way? Grandma, if it goes any faster, it's a punk rock song at that point. No, seriously. It's like literally 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's really fast.
Well, I mean, I think that the Beatles were, like I said, transitional. They were different from...
I don't care about that. Like, everybody knows that. I mean, that's... Yes, well, the Beatles were different. Yeah.
But I'm saying that... And maybe if you write 20 million songs, some of them are just not going to be very good.
Okay, you're missing my point. You have to explain why these are bad.
I'm explaining it as well as I can.
Okay,
That feels slow.
This song feels slow to you.
The lazy one?
The lazy one?
Sleeping one.
I'm only sleeping. That song we just listened to, you think is slow?
Uh-huh.
It's
slow without...
The lyrics or the beat or what? What's slow, I guess?
It just, the whole thing just moves slowly. And it, but it doesn't have enough of a melody and enough harmony for me to enjoy it being slow.
There's so much melody and harmony.
We'll play it. That was all one song.
What?
That was all one note.
Wake up
early in the morning.
That's not what he did. There's multiple notes that he's singing. You think the Beatles only sang one note per line?
I think they did in that case.
Well, you're wrong. That's objectively wrong. And I wake up early in the morning. When I wake up early in the morning.
That's the same note. Arguing with it, but
that's
it is the same note.
No, it's not.
You
sing it.
When I wake up early in the morning.
That's not what he sounds like, though.
You think he sounds like when I wake up early in the morning.
No, I don't.
Well, what do you think he sounds like?
What he sounds like? He's singing different notes. You're literally going like this. You're going, when I wake up early in the morning. That's the exact same note, just on a tempo. He's going, when I wake up early in the morning. He's dropping the morning and then raising it back up.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I see
and
that.
And you're also singing way up, like, higher than he is. So I know, but what I'm saying, when you go down, you're going, like, 5 steps down when he's going, like, 1 down.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that.
So, but there's also, that's not just the melody. You know, singing isn't just melody, right? I mean, you know, like, the melody isn't just the singing part.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still yawning when I'm in the middle of a dream. The bass alone has crazy melody in that song. I don't know.
Well, I did write that it has interesting guitar in it.
Yeah, this is the worst album review. I was waiting for this one. I mean, just like the one where you just make like, it's just a terrible review. Because so far, they've all been like, at least somewhat sensible. This one is the first one where I'm like, you just...
I think it's because you like the songs and I don't.
No, it's because you're saying these broad things and then
well,
when
I don't know how to talk about music.
Okay, but I'm trying to give you examples and you're like, well, you're right about that. And then you're like, well, you're right about that. And you keep going more and more, well, you're right about that. So, like, makes no sense.
That song, I Want to Tell You.
I Want to Tell You.
I mean, I guess it's second, third to last one. It starts off, I Want to Tell You.
Want to tell you. Wait, what? No, what? Okay, what is it?
I want to tell you, but when I get close to you, I can't. The words won't come out. That's basically the gist of the lyrics.
No, what does he say? Like, what's the melody or beat? Or like?
I don't know. I can't remember that.
You can't remember the melody of a beat that you're of an album that you're saying he has bad melody and beat? Hmm, may have found the issue here.
I just can't remember 14 songs at once.
It was the third to last one?
Uh-huh.
My God.
Because it had a discordant...
Discordant?
Period in it. Of right either before the chorus or after the chorus. It's like a discordant guitar or discordant piano.
What does discordant mean? I don't know.
It means that it's not... it's not harmonic. Play it.
I am. Crazy melody right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a melody, but... Harmony. Melody.
Boys.
What?
Boys.
Okay, so your
wait,
issue...
Wait, keep playing it.
Just hold on a second. So is your issue that you think it's boring or that you don't think it's good, I guess? Because I'm saying from, like, a technical standpoint, that album has amazing melody, amazing everything. There's a difference between just not liking it, but you're saying that song is slow, but in reality, that's, like, literally as fast as most songs will get. Like, the song you picked was, like, one of the fastest songs they probably have, like, tempo-wise. So you're saying it's just slow in your brain, or is it actually slow from, like, a music standpoint?
Well, it seems slow to me in my brain. That's the only thing I have to go by. And,
okay, but do you think the beat is slow, like the bum, bum?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, because that's just objectively wrong. The beat has a solid, and that song is probably, maybe... 140? Well, I'm not sure. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. So it has
keep
a fast...
Keep playing the rest of it. I want you to hear the discordance.
This is a different song. This is I'm Only Sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm saying is, like, technically speaking, it's not slow. Like, the tempo is fast. Like, okay. Really fast for a song. So you can't say that it is slow. You can say that you don't like it and you find it boring, but saying something is slow is...
Well, I mean, it seems slow to me.
Okay, well, you seem slow to me. Doesn't make you slow. You seem boring and slow. See, you're boring, but, you know... You didn't think that joke was funny, huh? Well... Okay, this song... We'll go to the discordance, which I don't think you're using that word right, but I might be wrong. You, That's literally going up in melody. That's like not changing right. notes. I'm not saying that. There. That wasn't before the chorus. That was in the middle of a verse.
Oh well.
And it also, it's also a piano, not a guitar.
I said it might be a piano. But how is that? Keep going.
No, I don't understand what you're saying about that part. That part, what's wrong with it?
It sounded discordant.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
I mean the notes don't go together nicely.
Well, it's. I think it's.
And that might not be the one I was remembering, so keep going.
Well, just hold on. I'm going to explain it to you. That's an add 9 chord. Or it might be an add 7. It might be a distinguished add 7, not a C distinguished add 7, maybe. But anyway, basically, like, so a C chord... Well, it's not a fucking out of tune. It's annoying me. But versus... Yeah, it does sound a little out of note, but, like, it still fits. So, like, on piano, it's even more, like, registerable, because this has more notes. But the difference between, like that, I mean, it's out of tune, but it sounds very, like, put together and, like, and this is more of, like, a...
Yeah.
So it's... Play it. But that doesn't mean it's not harmonic. That just means...
Okay, well, keep playing.
That's just a piano doing the exact same chord. And it's probably a... I don't know. It's an add 7.
I mean, some of these songs just sound so old-fashioned.
It's fucking 1966.
Yeah, but Eleanor Rigby doesn't sound old-fashioned.
I mean, I like the album. Well, I mean, I Want to Tell You is not supposed to be, like, this giant... Like, that song is not supposed to be, like, the best song ever. I mean, that's supposed to be, like, kind of a filler song. Eleanor Rigby, Yellow Submarine, I'm Only Sleeping Even are supposed to be, like, the big songs. Like, you're thinking that all 14 of these songs are going to be, like, amazing. And there's just some better than others. But I like all the songs. Another example, this is the best example of a G... Or this of a normal to add 7. Okay, here's the little music... Trivia, or not trivia, but like a little thing, and then we can move on. Well, then we'll end the podcast. Because, you know, this might be the last podcast we ever do since China's killing us all with balloons. Okay, so an add 7 means that you're just adding the 7th note in the scale. So this is for example, G scale. So G, A, B, C, D. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then you just figure out what this note is. And since this is a D string, D sharp, E, F, F sharp. So you do a, whatever the fuck I'm trying to do. Okay, so that's the 7th note in the scale, in the G scale, which means that a G7 would just be adding that note.
Okay.
So you're adding an F sharp, because that's the 7th note in the scale of a G. So that's an F sharp. So that's the difference between... And...
Yeah. I hear like the discordancy.
It's not discordancy, though. If you explain what that means, well...
Well, I guess that... It means that it doesn't sound, all of a piece.
But by definition, it literally is.
Okay.
I mean, it is a different sound. But G7s are very, or not G7s, but 7th chords are very prominent. And a lot of, like, what's weird is, like, that's, like, Pink Floyd's thing, is doing the 7th chords. And you like Pink Floyd.
I do.
Like, Breathe in the Air.
Not everything they do.
Or, Where'd You Sleep Last Night? That starts with the 7th chord.
Yeah. always think that sounds like a minor key.
Well, there's no such thing as a minor key.
Oh. There's a novel called Something in a Minor Key.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Because there's no such thing as a minor key.
Well, there's not a...
There's minor scale.
Oh.
But a key is just... Like, this is a G.
What would make it minor?
If you're doing the minor scale and in G. Okay, so, like, there's pentatonic, minor, natural, harmonic. Those, but it can be in... So, like, any of those can be in any key. But the key, like, there's no note that's, like... There's no one note that's G minor.
Oh, okay.
It would just be, like, you're doing the minor scale and G, which is... I did that really poorly, but... We're...
Is that minor?
No, that's not minor.
Then maybe that's minor.
Oh, I can't think of how it goes for some reason right now, but, every, there's 14 notes. There's 12 notes. A sharp, B sharp, so on and so forth. Except there's no E sharp or B sharp, actually.
What about the flats?
Well, an A sharp is the same thing as a B flat.
Oh.
So it's not actually a different note. So like an F sharp is, like a G flat is the same as an F sharp. So like this note could be, you can call it a G flat or an F sharp. Okay, anyway, I'm done with this podcast.
I failed you.
You didn't fail me. I mean, I was just waiting for this day to come. Anyway, peace out, potty people. It's so hot in here. I'm gonna turn off. Oh, the fire is off. Anyway, peace out, potty people. Any final words?
Have a wonderful week.
Yeah, the last 3 days of it.
Yeah, weekend. And keep an eye on those Chinese balloons.
Yeah.